We've had a lot of conversations about mental health on this program, and we not only talk about people who are being served, but it's always a conversation about how to reach people who might want the resources, and for whatever reason, it's hard for them to access those resources. Sometimes it's an issue of money. Sometimes it's an issue of transportation. Sometimes it's an issue that you live in a small community and you want to keep your business, and it's not that easy to do. Well, Lake Superior Community Healthcare has a program that is free and it's confidential. And it started out as a program kind of aimed at farmers with a grant from the Miller Duan Foundation. And now it's expanding to folks that work in forestry, that work in mining, and pretty much anywhere else in rural northeastern Minnesota. Rich Tinnell is the Rural Mental Health Care Program Coordinator, and he joins us this morning to give us some more information. Rich, what a treat to have you with us. Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the barriers for mental health care in rural Minnesota. Farmers haven't, and I say this only because I have family in farming, farmers are finally hit. Farming is a high-stress job anyway. Are farmers finally getting hip to the idea that that they may need some additional support?
Well, I think it's still going to take some effort, and it might not be the farmers themselves that will admit that, but the people that are around them, that work with them, tend to be the ones that will help guide them to more support, saying that, you know, things have to change, that the stress is getting too much, or your anxiety, your anger, the way you communicate. Because farmers tend to, after a while, when stress builds up, and it's kind of that type of character, they really are self-reliant, and they have struggles identifying when they hit that peak, when stress becomes too much, and they just kind of shut down, and they stop communicating, they stop going to activities, they stop going to church. And those are the signs that people have to be aware of, and really come alongside them and encourage them to seek additional help.
And now, well, and of course, some of that is in how you present it, you know, to somebody. Not that there's something the matter with you, but that, you know, I can't live with the silence any longer, or I'm afraid of the anger, or whatever it might be. You know, you need to do something about it, which sometimes gives a person a chance to feel sort of proactive. Talk about this program, though. This is a really unique program, if for no other reason. I mean, it's unique that it's geared to people in rural areas. So it's sort of built into the baked into the program that you understand the personalities that you're dealing with who may not be as open to this idea, but the idea that you go to somebody's place and you meet with them. We've talked so much on this program about other different social programs that try to meet people where they are and how that works so much better. And this is a program that's not only trying to meet them psychologically where they are, but it's trying to meet them physically where they are. What's the significance of that?
That's right. Really, I want to, wherever they're the most comfortable, that's where I want to talk to them. And you mentioned about just basically the mental health aspect of this. And a lot of people look at seeking help as a mental illness issue. And that's really not what I deal with. I mean, that's what I'm trained in, but it's really more the mental health aspect, not the mental illness, because with this program, I don't have to diagnose anybody. I don't have to worry about insurance or anything like that. It's all paid for fully by the Miller Duan Foundation. And so all my expenses of travel and meeting for however long it takes is all completely covered. And I like to meet people where they're at. And that could be at the farm. That could be in their home. That could be in a different location, in an office somewhere that we can find, or in a restaurant, or wherever.
Just a good coffee shop is always best for these things. You have coffee, you spill your guts, you have more coffee. Every so often you have to get up, use the restroom, come back, regroup. A coffee shop is definitely an excellent place for it. I speak as someone who knows.
Right, right. And I'm trying to get out of the office setting. I mean, especially for these rural folks, having to travel in an hour, hour and a half or whatever just to sit in an office, and you're timed, you know, you only have 45 minutes to try to trust the person that you're talking to and communicate with them and let them really know what's going on. That takes a lot of effort and a lot of time, many weeks to get through breaking down some of those barriers, where I feel that if I can go out to their location and talk to them where they're the most comfortable, those barriers will be less of a distraction.
Well, and if you're already concerned about your livelihood, if you're already worried about what's happening on the farm or your job at the mine or your job in forestry or these other areas of employment, to have to take the time, not even saying anything about the gas money, but to have to just take that much time out of your day would make it super easy to say, nah, can't bother with it.
Correct. Yep. It's not worth it at this time. Yep.
Exactly. So let's talk about how the program has already begun to expand this area. You know, miners are being affected, and people in the forestry industries are being affected. Well, people, you know, and people who work in small town, you know, grocery stores or gas stations or, you know, little shops in little towns all the way around that, you know, could almost be considered rural, I guess. Let's talk about how the program's expanding to help them and what you're finding as you do your work day in and day out.
Well, it's still a new program, and I started right when COVID hit and all the isolation happened. So I think we're still kind of breaking through those barriers of trying to get out and people feeling comfortable with meeting someone new again. So I'm really just trying to get the word out that I'm available and that I'm willing to go anywhere that you feel safe to talk to me about any issues that you have. Dealing with stress, with the isolation, with anything that's communication is a big one. Family communication. It might not be the farmer. It might not be the miner. It might be the wife of the farmer that works on the farm also probably. And just trying to help break down those barriers.
And after people have been quarantined with one another, for a length of time. Luckily, if you do live out in the country, you've maybe got a little bit of physical space where you can get outside and either work on chores or kind of putter around the house or the yard or something, and you can get a little bit of distance from one another as opposed to, you know, if you lived in a tiny house in town. But still, being cooped up with your family could be delightful.
That's a lot.
Or then
right.
Again, maybe not so much.
Right. And then with the children possibly staying at home for school, I know that now it's in the summer vacation, but I know that was a big issue for a while, was just how do I help my child learn through the internet and trying to contact with their school or their teachers, and just kind of added a whole nother level of stress to an already stressful situation.
What are you feeling? What are you feeling are some key takeaways that you can share with people who have maybe thought, I just don't know how I'm managing this. I just don't know if I can manage. Or somebody they love, they see that somebody they love is struggling, and they suspect that, again, they might be resistant to trying to figure out if insurance will pay for it or a long travel time, whatever it might be. How would you encourage people to think about this as an option, or to encourage someone they love to think about it as an option?
Yeah. Again, I think it's really dealing with the mental health of people. I mean, I think everyone has so much resilience, and it's good just to do a checkup once in a while. So even if you're not feeling totally overwhelmed, sometimes you need just someone to come in and give you a third-party perspective on how things look to them and what you might be able to improve on how to just ground yourself a little bit better in your present situation and how to deal with stress a little bit better, how to communicate a little bit better. And that's more of the mental health side of things, you know. So I'd really encourage people that, you know, you don't have to feel completely overwhelmed in order to seek help. That sometimes you just, even if you sense that something, that I'm on the edge or that I'm, you know, that things aren't quite right, that's the time to really start looking.
Especially before things get to the point where, you know, perhaps they go to, I mean, you can only tamp that stuff down for so long.
Right. Yep.
I like the idea of, the idea that it is a mental health issue, it's not a mental illness issue. And just as people are getting their temperatures checked now, kind of as a matter of course, some people before you go to work or if you're in the airport or wherever, they're taking your temperature just to make sure that you're physically healthy. This is just kind of a mental temperature check to make sure you're groovy. And, you know, if maybe you're running an itty-bitty little fever or you're not feeling 100%, here's some, you know, here's some tools to, here's a prescription to help you feel a little bit better. But it's an action prescription, not a medical prescription.
Correct. Yep, absolutely.
Rich, we'll get the information. Oh, pardon me, go ahead.
Nope, and that's the way I like to look at it. That's all I was going to say. Yep.
We will get the information up on our website so that folks will find it easier easy to find this information. And one thing I guess I wanted to mention quickly before we left is that the program eventually, the kind of the initial impetus for the program was discovering that there was a really high suicide rate in rural Minnesota. And so it's not that people are not suffering. It's that they were suffering in silence and they didn't know help was available. They didn't know what to do.
That's absolutely correct, yes. Yes, especially those that are feeling isolated, that have been self-reliant for years. Maybe they have the family farm that's been passed down for four generations, and now it's in their lap, and they're struggling to try to maintain it.
That would just be so heartbreaking. And help is available to help you kind of work through some of the issues. Sometimes it's just connecting people with the right resources who might be able to help them with, debt issues or this, that, or the next thing. But it starts with being able to get a handle on what's going on in your own head.
Right. And it's a free service. I hate to use that word because that's so commercial these days, but it's fully funded. And even if you just want to talk and see, I mean, maybe it's just a one-time get-together for an hour or two and just check in. I'm available. I'm assuming you'll have my phone number and my email out there.
You bet. And it's free. It's confidential. You will meet with folks over the phone. But if they're most comfortable, out at their own place or out in the field or standing next to the tractor or wherever it might be, that's where you'll meet them.
Exactly.
Rich, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And I hope we have the opportunity maybe in 3-4 months or so to check back in again and see how the program is doing. You certainly had a trial by fire getting things underway in March. But maybe the universe was saying, this is the way we need Rich to be available to folks.
Right. Thank you very much for the time, Lisa.
Rich Tunnell, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning. He's the Rural Mental Health Care Program Coordinator with the Lake Superior Community Health Center, a free, confidential rural health care program is available, completely underwritten by the Miller Dwan Foundation, and we'll get the information on how you can contact the program yourself up on our website a little later this morning.